Chajemi tawa ne tawase washte togahe chajemak ubich. Ahage ne hude shabina hungama gahabine wamakashka dobinaji chashmatumbich. Nechia Fort Peck Community College in Wawashinen togahe wunspewakiech. Ahage ne Chinjabi high school in Opabije recruit a chamuch English, math, science, inkna, owagiach, dagus nokiabi, chingabishchen. My name is Robert Forstar. When I was born, they gave me the name of a good war paint. When they made me chief of the Red Bottom in 1981, they gave me the name of Buffalo Stops four times, which was the name of one of my great grandfathers. I was fortunate as a young man to be raised by my in a traditional closed society. My mother was sent away to boarding school when she was 4 years old until she was at the 11th grade. But that did not deter her from teaching us children the Assiniboine language, and she insisted that we learn that. And as we grew up, we spent summers with our grandparents. We spent time with others of our relatives. That's all they spoke was Assiniboine, so fortunately we spoke our language. And of course, as you grew up, you assume everybody else was raised like that, which is not true. And I'm of the Red Bottom Band. The Assiniboine are patrilineal. My father was a Red Bottom, the name Forstar. And my mother is of the Fort Belknap, Little Rocky Mountain Assiniboines. The history that was shared with me is they always said, "You are not a Sioux." As I got older and I got educated and I started teaching at the college, I had to educate myself as to who are these Sioux. They all stem from the Dakotas in Minnesota. We call ourselves Nakona, N-A-K-O-N-A. We're not Sioux. You read your European history books, it says that these Assiniboines were Yanktonai at one time. There was a big fight over Buffalo, and the ones that went north was the start of the Assiniboine tribe. That story may have been true, and those Yanktonai might have joined the Assiniboines, but there have always been Assiniboine. We've been in this Montana area here this last time. I think we came out here, I'm guessing, in the 1300s. European history, it says that this Yellowstone River and this Missouri River dried up in about 1200. When we were sent out here on the plains, we brought the Medicine Lodge with us. And what the Medicine Lodge is the official name of that is the House of Cloth, where we plead with the Thunderbirds to bring water to the land. They say the water causes the plants to grow, and the plants growing, the animals have something to eat, and so therefore we have something to eat. And so the Medicine Lodge, which the Assiniboine, the Nakona people do, is an age-old ceremony, a very, very ancient ceremony. We have stories amongst our people of dealings with the caveman. And we have older stories in that the teepee, they call them teepee circles, the circles of rocks. Our old people say we're the only ones that ever used those. So wherever you find those, our people have been there. The circles of rocks that they put, they held on the skins in their teepee. There are stories in the Cheyennes that when they came into the Black Hills in the 1600s, they couldn't cross the river because the Assiniboines wouldn't let them. Why we would stop people from crossing that Missouri River is just doesn't fit with the history that was taught me, because we're not that kind of a people. We didn't sit here and fight people that came in here. Instead, it was the other way around. We helped them when they came in here. And we never did war on the Europeans when they came in here. Our old people said that there's a race of people coming. There's no need fighting them. Instead, you should try to help them and learn their ways, because they're going to be in this country someday. These are the teachings that they had with us when we were young. And myself, the closed society I was raised in with my mother and my stepfather, with my own father when he was still alive, the traditional ways we were raised in, we never talked about other Indians. We never even talked about other bands of the Assiniboines. It was just the Red Bottom, which I am. And when I turned 14, I found out that there were Sioux, and I thought, what is a Sioux? I was kind of very naive about it, and I found out what they were. I thought, I wonder why nobody ever talked about them. Well, that's the closed society I was raised in. And there's a lot of these things that have never been written about the Assiniboine. This history is ours. People of my age now, and my brother Carl, we're preserving this. We're documenting it. We're finding out where all our archives are. We're building a database so that as the kids down the road, our children and our grandchildren want to know about our